vaccination and immunization recommendations and requirements. Although not having the specific force of law, agencies and expert groups concerned with public health or with the health of HCP have published consensus statements regarding HCP immunization. These statements form the standard of care that physicians and other practitioners are expected to follow. Though compliance is not mandated by law and enforced through fines, these standards of care can be used to establish fault in legal proceedings associated with specific incidents. Additionally, the CDC has proposed specific standards regarding the immunization of HCP against vaccine-preventable diseases. Specific recommendations for particular vaccinations are addressed later. Local regulations often drive HCP immunization requirements and the level of proof that is required, which results in a degree of variance among these requirements and their enforcement. There are specific regulations that describe in detail the requirements for informing employees who may be exposed to workplace hazards, for example, vaccine-preventable diseases, what the risks are, and how to minimize these risks. Most jurisdictions have laws that entitle persons receiving any kind of medical treatment or medication to be fully informed regarding all indications, possible adverse effects, options, and benefits. In terms of immunization policy development, the IP could use the IPC program to formulate the policies or do so in conjunction with the Occupational Health Department. IPs might also review and give feedback on policies written by others, for example, administration, or incorporate the most recent legislative mandates, guidelines, or standards of practice into policies. To provide this input, the IP must possess current knowledge about immunization as well as institutional events that may be related to the immunization program. It may be necessary to review the objectives of the immunization program at regular intervals to ensure that the information is current. Immunization schedules. When developing immunization schedules, it is important to account for the HCP schedules and workloads. If it is not convenient for staff to get immunized, then it may be difficult for the healthcare facility to achieve high rates of immunization compliance. The IP may use both formal and informal mechanisms to elicit feedback from HCP to determine reasons for poor compliance. One way to make things more convenient would be to group immunization with other requirements. For example, the immunization program could be tied in with annual TB screenings, if required, or symptom review for tuberculosis, or with annual mandated educational programs, in essence, anytime HCP is already required to be present. Documentation. Some countries and jurisdictions require HCP who administer vaccines to record this information permanently in the recipient's medical record or in an office log or file. The information recorded should include the type of vaccine, the dose, site, and route of administration, and the name, address, and title of the person who gave the vaccine. Standardization of these data can be applied to all vaccines required at the healthcare facility. It may also be cost-effective and efficient to use standardized information forms on vaccines for HCP. These forms may include, but are not limited to, the following: consent forms, vaccine information statements, VIS, with all applicable information for each vaccine offered, screening forms for eliciting vaccine-preventable disease histories and serology results, exemption forms to be signed by physicians of HCP in instances where there is a medical contraindication to a vaccine that is required by facility policy, and updates on vaccine information. The CDC has forms available through state and local health departments that meet criteria as information sheets. When a VIS is required, the following points usually must be presented in easily understood terms before the vaccine can be given: frequency, severity, and potential long-term effects of the disease to be prevented by the vaccine; symptoms or reactions to the vaccine that should be brought to the immediate attention of the healthcare provider; precautionary measures to reduce the risk for any major adverse effects of the vaccine that may occur; early warning signs or symptoms that may be possible precursors to such major adverse reactions; a description of the manner in which to monitor any major adverse reactions to the vaccine that may occur; a specification of when, how, and to whom any major adverse reaction should be reported; the contraindications to, and basis for delay of, the administration of the vaccine; identification of the groups, categories, or characteristics of potential recipients of the vaccine who, compared with the general population, may be at significantly higher risk for major adverse reactions to the vaccine. A summary of the relevant federal recommendations for a complete schedule of childhood immunizations and the availability of the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. Such other relevant information as may be determined by the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS. Documentation required by the CDC for VIS includes recording in the employee's permanent medical record and their health or personnel file the date when the VIS was provided, to whom it was given, for example, a legal representative in the case of an incompetent adult, and the addition date of the VIS that was provided. Software programs are available for maintaining immunization records of HCP. The cost of such programs can be justified when weighed against the inefficiency of using non-computerized data. When evaluating programs for purchase, consideration should be given to the amount of data entry required, including personnel time. Systems that can generate reminder notices, for example, for the second and third dose of the HBV vaccine or for the second dose of the varicella vaccine, may be desirable.